Hello everyone, this is day 22 of marching on and it is Sunday afternoon and I'm feeling quite weary and quite full because I've just, well not long ago, about half an hour or so ago, eaten my Sunday dinner. Well actually I didn't eat it all, I've eaten about half of it, but it's just too big for me, but I will eat it at some point, so I'll put it in the grill to keep warm. Obi had to go to a meeting this afternoon, so he will be back in a little while. Now it's up at Gloucester Road. Just starting an enviable task of clearing away. Rosie's still here. I think she's going home later. Or she's welcome to stay if she wants to. Depends, you know, what commitments she's got and to get back for whatever. I am feeling quite full, but sometimes what you need is to actually stand up and get on with something. I've got apple pie in the oven. I won't be having any of, or rather, of which I will be having none. Oh dear. Anyway, it was a very nice dinner. It was chicken, stuffing, Yorkshire puddings. I had a cheese and onion bake thing, roast potatoes, did I say that? And some sweet potato, carrot, onion. Brussels and broccoli, that was about it, and gravy of course, and it was nice, very nice actually. It's just a rotten mess to clear up afterwards. Well, I mean, I've cleared up worse, don't worry, but it's worse than this last week when everyone kind of did the dinner and he did really well. He did the whole dinner for, 10 or 11 of us? And I cleared away though. And it was a filthy job, let me tell you. So it's definitely not that bad today. It's nowhere near as bad. Nowhere near. Unfortunately, I've got no volunteers to do this job. I very, very rarely ever do. Probably actually never. Never mind. You see, most of the roast dinner is washing up rather than dishwasher because I don't put pans and baking trays and stuff in the dishwasher because it's just pointless, they just take up too much room. You might as well just wash them and be done with it. Got quite a few baking trays to wash. Oh, there were parsnips as well. It's not that bad, really. Just got to get rid of the chicken carcass. I know some people boil it up to make soup, but I don't think I'm going to get much off of that, to be honest. So I'm not going to even bother with that. Okay. Right. That one I'll leave till last. It's the one the chicken was cooked in, and it's the worst. Okay. This one. They're like round, they're brilliant actually. They're much better than the normal green scours, which I was just using, but now they're for for stainless steel things, and they're non-scratchy ones. And they're really good. They really get them, you know, if it's a burnt or dried on stuff off brilliantly. Yeah, that one wasn't very good, but it's not. There's a whistle. Let's rinse the soap off. Potatoes left, but I think I'm gonna stick them on this dish plate. It seems a shame it's thrown away. My roast potatoes are lovely, though I say so myself. They're really nice. They're crispy. Nice and crispy. The way I get to be like that is I cook them till actually the potatoes, you know, you can't boil them, but I actually boil mine pretty much completely, and then when I drain them out, they're not so soft that they fall to pieces like mash, but then I put them in the I drain them in the colander and I actually shake it around. That's what I heard someone on TV saying you're supposed to do, and it makes them, like, it roughens the edges so they go crispy, and it does work. I mean, you can buy all this stuff. My mum gave me some. She said, oh, it's crap. She got this stuff and she didn't use it, so she brought it up one Christmas and she gave it to me. Said it's meant to make the crispy potatoes have a flavour, like her flavour. Didn't make them go at all crispy and you couldn't taste the thing. It was a total waste of time. In fact, it detracted from them because it stopped them going crispy. Quite a bit of oil on it, so I'm going to get some clean water. More soap. Okay, I'm nearly done, really, actually. Apart from putting out rubbish, I've got a food waste bin to empty it full of chicken carcass, or it will be, and potato peelings and Brussels leaves. Debris from the dinner. Anyway, we've had a nice weekend. I did an audio boo yesterday. My marching on. Sorry if you can't hear me with that running. Marching on of my mum coming down, we had curry, nice. Didn't get it from the usual place, I was a bit peed off about it because there's two we usually use. One of them's a sit-down one, it's really nice. Actually, I prefer it when you eat it there to the takeaway. But they're not on any of these online apps and you can't pay over the phone, so you've got to have cash. And we don't usually have that much cash in the house. It's 5 o'clock already. So we ordered from the other one, which I've been going, you know, ordering from for years, and it's just a takeaway. But I've been, you know, we've been in there. It's not like we know that it's clean and stuff. We used to, you know, it used to be our local one. It's not so local anymore, but. We noticed when we were trying to order a couple of weeks ago that they didn't have any vegetable biryani on there anymore. They had something else called C-H-A-T-E biryani. Now, we tried to put it into Google and we couldn't find out what that was. And yesterday we looked again, still no vegetable biryani. So I rang them up and I said, excuse me, I've got a question. We're trying to order from Just Eat. Because they used to be on Hungry House. And there wasn't a problem then. Because the vegetable biryani was there. Since they went over to the... In fact, I don't even think it was since they went over. I think it was okay at first. Anyway, I said, we've still got vegetable biryani on the menu, on the online website. And he said, oh, yeah. And I said, well, we can't find it on there. He said, well, it's with all the biryani dishes. I said, no, it's not. And he said, well, I've got the menu right here in front of me. and it's the same as the online one, and it's on there. And I said, well, I'm sorry to tell you, but it's not. I said, there's something else on there called C-H-A-T-E, biryani. I said, could you tell me what that is, please? I said, because if it's another name for the vegetable one, then I can order it, but I don't want to order it not knowing what it is, because if it's meat, I said, I'm not a meat eater, and I would have wasted my money, and also have nothing to eat. So he said, I have no idea what that is. And I said, okay. So he said, if it's not, and I think he must have looked in the meantime. I don't know, but I've got a feeling, because he, first of all, he was insisting it's there, and then he changed his tune, so I've got a feeling he actually looked and saw it wasn't there. Because then he said, well, feel free to put it in the comments if you want to. And I said, because I wasn't very impressed, to be honest. Not the fact that it's not there anymore, because it may be, that may be that, you know, it may be under a different name. I said, I don't know how to pronounce that, so I'm going to spell it to you. And he said he didn't know what it was. So I said, well, I said, feel free to put it in the comments. And I said, well, I'm not going to be ordering from you if I don't know what I'm ordering. So he said, oh, well, there's nothing I can do about that. And I thought, what sort of attitude is that? They must be doing good business to be able to turn it down so glibly. So I said, oh, I thought, well, our souls to you, mate. And I'm a loyal customer to them, but I won't be in future if this is their attitude. And the new one was nice. There's another one we've tried about four, and I haven't liked any of them as much as that. And the one we had last night, I didn't like as much as that, but I did like it. It was nice. I had one I didn't like at all. And that's our most local one. I like that. I don't want to order them again now. I think everyone else liked it. It got really good ratings, but the vegetarian stuff was horrible. It was like, when you have the cauliflower stuff, it was like just mush. It was like overcooked and it was all mushed up and it just didn't taste of anything. And but this one last night was good. But I was a bit peeved with them, because I know they don't have to do this, but you know, if you're in competition, which obviously they kind of are on these websites, because there's lots of local Indian restaurants and we've got lots of quite good ones around here. And this one is actually a sit-down one as well, as a takeaway, the one we ordered from. And they actually, all the others I've ordered from in the past, will give you, if you spend over £20, I think it is, you will get a free side dish. Well, sometimes you can choose what it is. On some of them, there's a combo box. You can choose what side dish it's like, from Bombay potato, vegetable, mixed vegetable curry. It's a vegetable dish. Mushroom bhaji, aloo gobi, or whatever. Sag aloo, and sag paneer, I think. Excuse my pronunciation, but they're the things that, sort of things like that. And aloo chaat, I think, on one of them, which I really like. Sometimes I've had that as a main course, but it's only a very small portion. Anyway, these lot didn't give us anything, which, when we spent £55, which I thought was a bit mean, to be honest. We did order these three portions of onion bhaji, thinking they were going to be those little flat things you get. And they were the size of huge cooking apples and round like apples. So we got six of them. They were really nice, but I dread to imagine what the amount of calories in them. And then they came with a dip. We had a dip and some bags of salad. But normally all the others give us poppadoms, which you don't pay for. You have some poppadoms, a thing of onions, and another one of salad, a bag, and a little dip. And sometimes some places give you two, but mostly nowadays they only give you one. And I thought, well, it's a bit stingy. And like with the Chinese, you know, they always give you prawn crackers. If you have to have a minimum order to get it delivered, whether it's online or not, you know, whether you just phone up. So if you are over that minimum order, which you have to be, they give you three prawn crackers. I mean, okay, maybe I shouldn't expect it, but when you pay that much, I do think it's a bit mean. I mean, one of them gives you a 2-litre bottle of Coke or something, which again is okay. I don't drink it, but not because I don't like it. I love it, but I'm not supposed to be drinking it. So it's too high in phosphate. But, you know, the kids like it now and again, although Connor and Rosie have got a bet that they about, you know, who's going to be the first to drink Coke. So neither of them are drinking it, but, you know, they you get something. But this one didn't. But it was nice, and I would order from them again. Now, I've got a horrible carcass to get rid of now. I really hate... What I hate about... I don't eat meat, and I don't mind I don't mind touching it raw. I kind of don't like touching the chicken much, because it's so out there that it's an actual body, if you know what I mean. It's got the legs and everything on it. Whereas if you've got a piece of beef, it's just a chunk. And I mean, I know it's no better or no worse, but it's not so obvious, if you know what I mean. But what I really hate is, and it sickens me, to be honest, is that bag of bones that's just left over at the end. And it's all been picked off. Oh, I nearly said a very rude word then. Beginning with B and ending with S. I managed to restrain myself because I dropped a knife on the floor. Wait, tooth, I don't want you licking that. It was a knife I cut the chicken up with. It's not a really, really sharp one, because if you cook your chicken properly, pretty much most knives can go through it. Between the dishwasher and the wall, and it was sticking blade out. It's only like a little vegetable. It's sharp enough. If he'd have licked that, he would have cut his tongue. He didn't. I don't think. Right, now I'm done here. I'm nearly done anyway. Oh, I've just got to put this rubbish out now. So, I'm going to pause this a minute while I put the rubbish out, because the last time I took my phone out there, when I dropped it. I've got no pockets this time. Okay, there's been a long break in transmission while I took rubbish out and actually finished my dinner. Do you want to go in your room, Pink? And then I did have a little bit of apple pie with some Cornish ice cream. I know, I feel even worse now. Come on, dogs, because I didn't feel, I felt full. I think he's going out. Come on, you lot. Come on, this way. Good boy, come on. It's cold out here. Quick and cold. I don't think you want to stay out here long, Pink. Another 1 week and they've put the clocks forward. We put the clocks forward, I mean. And here Connor and Rosie upstairs. They must have the window open. Come on then. Sit. Wait. Come on then, here you go, quick. I don't know if Tooth came out or not. Come on, here you go. Oh dear, it's cold out here. Ooh. Sit. Oh, that's next door. Oh, noisy people. Ah, that's cold. Tooth, did you go out? Let's see if I can get Pinky in now. An idiot and make me have to hang around when I want to go upstairs. Oh, cold. I keep putting the heating on, turning it off, putting it on, turning it off. What's gone on now? Oh dear. I actually had some apple pie and then that was ages ago, and then I sat down and I
kind of dozed off for about 5 minutes, literally 10 minutes. Pink, come on. Come on, quick. Oh, come on. It's really cold out there because there's been no sun. There was meant to be sun, but as far as I'm concerned, it never materialised. And, remembered something. We've got a clock in the kitchen. It's a wall clock, just a battery operated one. And ever since we've had it, it keeps stopping all the time. Now, I heard it ticking this morning. Connor must have got it going. I don't even think Rosie's been in the kitchen, but let's see if it's still going. It stops all the time. Oh no, it's going. Listen. Can hear it above the blooming freezer doing some gurgling or other. I said to Obi, I want to see if you notice. I said, there's something funny because we keep laughing about Connor. You know, the things he's been doing. Some of it's good, but it's funny. I don't know, like he rushed to help me. He offered to take a bag of rubbish out for me last night, which is not customary, but I wasn't going to say anything. Of course, I wouldn't do that. So this morning, he did make us some tea in bed, which he does do sometimes at the weekend. Come on, in. But I went downstairs to put the dishwasher on or something to feed Niall. And I came back up. I noticed the clock ticking. I said, when you go down, see if there's anything in the kitchen that you notice that's not normal. And I tried to give him a clue. I said, well, you can hear it. I said, I can hear him. You'll be able to hear it, but you're probably more likely to see it. And I said, it's something that Connor's done. Obviously, anyway, he went down and he came back up and he couldn't get it. And I told him, I said, the clock's going. It's probably not gone for about a year. Because every time we start it up, it doesn't go for more than a day or two and it keeps stopping. I don't know whether there's something caught on the hands or what. He was laughing. Connor. Now, Pink, I want to do dialysis, but I've got to wait down here for the heating to warm up a little bit, because if I go upstairs and leave it on, I'll be in halfway through it and I'll be cooking, but I'm cold now, so I want it to warm up a bit before I turn it off. That's Chief Wackaboo-boo. Be quiet. I'll feed you in a minute. They're back in their room now for the night, but... Oh, he can come out in a minute, I suppose, but I haven't fed them yet. Tonight. I haven't fed the dogs yet either. I don't know what time it is. It's somewhere after 6. I hope he's on his way home now. He was just getting on the train at Charing Cross, but he thought it was one that splits. I said, oh, for goodness sake, don't get on the wrong path. Otherwise, heaven knows where you'll end up. I think he's just come running upstairs like the devil's after her. And I don't think anybody was. Let me let that idiot out. Otherwise, he doesn't give you any... Once he starts up, he just doesn't shut up. You want to go out? I'm putting him out. Come on, you can go out and get some fresh air. Again. He's already been out earlier, but there you go. He's only going to be... Because the thing is, I hope his dinner's... It's in the microwave, so it's all covered up, but animals have got a very sensitive sense of smell, and he can smell that's there. And he's not going to let up. He'll go in the kitchen and stand there in the doorway going, meow! So I've... jumped the gun and shoved him out the back door. He's got a big thick load of fur, fluffy fur, so he will not get cold. Anyway, this is a bit boring. I'm sorry about that, but that's how it goes sometimes. Tomorrow I may have a go at getting my Windows 8 laptop out and See how we get on with that. I've got a bit of a mind block over it. Even though I've done, with the help of a couple of other audio booers, or boomers, or whatever their name is, boomerians, or boo people, boom people, have given me some tips to make it a little bit easier. It's partly because I haven't got the most up-to-date version of Jaws, so I've got NVDA with that awful voice. That puts me off. And I think I don't know what the layout of the keyboard properly. That's another thing that puts me off. I don't know how to do everything on it, and therefore I feel handicapped. Anyway, we'll see. I might do that. Anyway, I'll speak to you all soon. I hope you're all having a good evening and that you had a great weekend. Bye for now.